Tad.
Before we break, I can work with one more question.
En pirms ejam uz vēju, es varu atbildēt uz vēl vienu jautājumu.
How did your parents accept your decision to become a monk?
Tātad jautājums ir, kā jūs vecāki pieņēma to, ka kļuvāt par mūku?
So it's going to be my personal story.
Šis būs stāsts par pagātni.
Okay. So for us to be a monk or nun, it's going to be a big, usually a big problem to our families.
Parasti, kad kāds kļūst par mūku vai mūķeni, tad tas sagādā liels problēmas ģimenei.
Because this is quite unusual way of living.
Jo šis ir diezgan neparasts dzīvesveids.
We don't have a usual any occupation and even shaven heads and so forth. This is quite a shocking thing to see for our parents to see.
Tātad mums nav konkrētas nodarbošanās vai profesijas, un mēs noskujam matus, un vecākiem to ir šokējoši redzēt.
And now I am one of the senior monks at Amaravati, so I often talk with junior people when they come to the monastery and then to ask to be a monk. I mean, I'm on the male side, so I only mainly know monks' stories. So quite often they have a difficult challenge with their parents.
Un Amaravati klosterī es esmu viens no vecākajiem mūkiem, un tad es sarunājos ar tiem cilvēkiem, kuri vēlas iestāties klosterī un ordinēties par mūku. Un es, protams, zinu tikai vienu pusi no šīs stāsta. Un parasti cilvēki runā par to, ka diezgan grūti.
I don't know how many people here are actually fathers and mothers, but if you can imagine your children, or if you have a children, imagine your children, your sons or daughters, suddenly one day come up to you to say, okay, now I want to become a monk. How it's like to you?
Un es nezinu, cik daudz šeit klātesošie ir mammas vai tēti, bet katrā gadījumā, ja jums ir bērni, jūs varat iztēloties, kā tas varētu būt, ja kādu dienu jūsu dēls vai meita nāk un saka, nu, es tagad gribētu būt mūks vai mūķeni.
So, I'm a Japanese and Asian, and well, Japan, main religion, is a Buddhism, but a different form of Buddhism, and anyway, even the Japanese people to see their sons to be monks are quite a difficult one.
Un lai arī es esmu Japāns, un Japānā pamat reliģija arī ir budisms, tikai citas formas budisms. Vienalga vecāki, tas ir sarežģīti uzzināt, kā dēls grib kļūt par mūku.
So, my case, yes, I really upset my parents and then caused lots of pain to them, to my parents.
Un, ja runāt konkrēti par mani, tad, protams, mans lēmums ļoti skumdināja vecākus, un es ar to radīju viņiem daudz sāpju.
And first I have to say, why did I become a monk?
Varbūt vispirms man jāpasaka, kādēļ es kļuvu par mūku.
And I think yesterday I mentioned about how I felt when I was a university student or medical student.
Man šķiet vakardien es minēju, kā es jutos, kad es biju medicīnas students.
I was maybe 20, 21, so the one day the the call to looking for the truth or the meaning of the life became really serious.
Un man bija 20 vai 21 gads, un tad kādu dienu šis te aicinājums meklēt dziļāku dzīves jēgu vai patiesību kļuva ļoti spēcīgs.
And in fact, it wasn't completely new to me, but even when I was a teenager, since maybe 10, 11, 12, I had some inquiry, but I think I was suppressing it because in order to survive very competitive education in Japan, if you have such a serious matter, you can't manage education well.
Un patiesībā tāda interese man bija radusies jau agrāk pusaudžu vecumā, piemēram 12 gadu vecumā, bet manuprāt toreiz es to vienkārši apspiedu, jo Japānā izglītības sistēma ir balstīta uz tādu savstarpēju konkurenci, un ja vēlies šajā konkurencē izturēt, nav iespējams veltīt enerģiju vēl kam citam.
And I managed to enter medical school, and then I was doing quite okay, quite well.
Un man izdevās pabeigt medicīnas skolu, man veicās gluži labi.
And nothing was particularly wrong, and did I have any incidents like somebody's death or huge accident, life-changing experience externally, nothing like this happened to me.
Un tajā laikā nenotika nekas tāds īpašs vai sevišķi, kā reizēm šie dzīvi mainošie notikumi, kad kāds tūs cilvēks mirst vai notiek kāds negadījums, nekā tāda ārējos apstākļos nebija.
But I think suppression didn't work, so one day without myself planning anything, but it really came up to the surface and that I couldn't register anymore.
Bet manuprāt, ka tāda apspiešana nedarbojas uz ilgu laiku. Vienkārši vienu dienu šī vēlme pēc garīgiem meklējumiem izpaudās ļoti spilgti.
So that question of what's really all about this life became so serious and important that nothing else became really matter to me.
Un tad, kad šis jautājums par to, kas tad īsti ir dzīve, ko tas nozīmē, kļuva tik nopietns un nozīmīgs man, ka nekam citam vairs nebija nozīmes.
And I made a agreement with myself that okay, anyway I can finish medical school, which was probably other 2 years or so, but after I finish it, okay, no more, I stop everything, and then my soul focus is about this, the inquiry into the truth or the meaning of the life.
Un tad es iekšēji pieņēmu lēmumu, ka labi, es pabeigšu medicīnas studijas un biju palikuši varbūt 2 gadi vēl, bet pēc tam gan nē. Tad vienīgais mans mērķis būs izzināt dzīvi, pasauli.
And then I completely changed, so many friends noticed, and my parents also noticed I was different and maybe something wrong.
Un tas mani ļoti mainīja, to pamanīja mani draugi un arī mani vecāki pamanīja, un viņi domāja, ka kaut kas nelāks ir noticis.
But I actually didn't talk with this serious matter with my parents at all.
Jāsaka, ka es par saviem būtiskajiem jautājumiem ar saviem vecākiem it nemaz nebiju runājis.
So this is very bad, but I knew this was to me then it was needed that I didn't talk with them.
Un es zināju, ka tas ir slikti, bet man toreiz tā vajadzēja.
Because although the intention and then the feeling of the sense of urge was very strong, but on the other hand wasn't so balanced, and then I didn't know really what to do. So if I am engaged in conversation with my parents, then I would be more confused, and then so I had to protect this inquiry, internal inquiry.
Un es nerunāju ar vecākiem tādēļ, ka man bija sajūta, ka lai arī es jūtu šo spēcīgo tieksmi pēc izzināšanas, tā nav pilnībā stabila, un viņa man joprojām mūsiņ, jo es īsti nezinu, ko darīt. Un tad, ja es runātu par to ar vecākiem, tad es kļūtu vēl vairāk apmūsis. Un savā veidā to vajadzēja pasargāt.
So, although my parents noticed something definitely not the same anymore about me, but they didn't know anything actually happening in me.
Lai arī man vecāki pamanīja, ka es esmu mainījies, vienlaikus viņi neko nezināja par to, kas manī notiek.
Actually, I didn't talk with this about this with anybody.
Patiesībā es pilnīgi ne ar vienu nerunāju par to, kas manī notika.
And anyway, I managed to finish medical school.
Un man izdevās pabeigt medicīnas skolu.
And now, yes, I had the agreement. I promised with myself, okay, now this is a time to put everything aside and then do whatever necessary for this important journey.
Un tad bija pienācis tas brīdis, kad es varēju pildīt sev doto solījumu, kad es noliku malā visu citu. Un vienīgais, kas palika, bija šis mans svarīgais ceļojums.
So I decided to go to India.
Un es izlēmu, ka es došos uz Indiju.
So my parents didn't know anything at all, and what they heard was when they came to know I managed to graduate from medical school, then their son told them that he was going to India.
Un mani vecāki neko par to nezināja, un viņi vienkārši zināja, ka dēls ir pabeidzis medicīnas skolu, un tad viņš atnāk un tūliņ paziņo, ka viņš dodas uz Indiju.
And I do not know, maybe nowadays, just now, particularly in Europe, if you go to India, maybe a little bit unusual, but you have more space to accept this kind of things if young people say. But this is, how many years ago? Over 30 years ago, and then more very much traditional Japan, so it was total surprise or shock to them.
Un, ja, es iedomājos, ja šodien kāds jaunietis pateiktu sevišķi Rietumu Eiropā saviem vecākiem, nu es tagad došos uz Indiju, tad tas var pārsteigt, bet tas būtu daudz atvērtāka tā attieksme. Bet tas laiks, kad es to paveicu, tas bija 30 gadus atpakaļ, pie tam tādā tradicionālā Japānā, un maniem vecākiem tas patiešām bija šoks.
Now I can think this is very bad to my parents, and then I don't want any of the junior monks or junior members of the monastery to repeat the same thing, but for me then I was very desperate, serious, and I couldn't see why it wasn't so maybe open enough.
Un tagad, kad es runājos ar tiem cilvēkiem, kuri vēlas iestāties posterī, es, protams, neiesaku rīkoties tā, kā es pats rīkojos. Un es daudz sāpināju vecākus, un vienlaikus es arī atskatoties redzu, ka īsti savādāk es nevarēju. Es biju pietiekami izmisis, un tas bija pārāk nopietni priekš manis.
Mm. And anyway, so I went to India. I spent there about 1 year. I couldn't renew the visa, so I came to Thailand. I spent another year to looking around the monasteries.
Un tad es devos uz Indiju, pavadīju tur gadu, tad neizdevās atjaunot vīzu, un es devos tālāk uz Taizemi. Arī tur pavadīju gadu un piesojos dažādos klosteros.
So eventually I came to this Ajahn Chah's monastery, and then I became a novice, and then I became a monk.
Un tad beigās es nonācu Ajahn Chah klosterī, un tur es ordinējos kā jaunais mūks un vēlāk arī par mūku.
So these 2 years or after I became a monk, the only way I could communicate with my parents was through writing letters.
Un tolaik līdz kļuvu par mūku, tad vienīgais veids, kā es varēju komunicēt ar saviem vecākiem, bija ar vēstuļu palīdzību.
Those days there's no emails yet, or international telephone call is extremely expensive, it wasn't the option, so only maybe once a month, something like this, I was writing to my parents.
Tajā laikā bija interneta un e-pasta iespēja, starptautiskie zvani bija ļoti dārgi, tā nebija iespēja, ko es varētu lietot, un tad es apmēram reizi mēnesī rakstīju viņiem.
And then they would write back to me.
Un tad viņi, protams, rakstītu man atpakaļ.
So I was updating, and then yes, I'm doing this, and eventually, okay, now I like to be a monk and so forth. But what they wrote was always, why do you do this? Please come back soon, please come back.
Un parasti es viņiem rakstīju par to, ko es daru, kas jauns. Tad arī, protams, rakstīju par to, ka esmu ordinējies un... Viņi vienmēr man rakstīja gandrīz vienu un to pašu, nu, kad tu beidzot atbrauks mājās, kad tu atgriezīsies, nu, lūdzu, atgriezies drīz.
So, it was quite difficult.
Un tas bija diezgan grūti.
I think difficult to me too, but I think to my parents it must have been much, much more difficult.
Un tas bija grūti man, bet es domāju, maniem vecākiem bija daudz, daudz grūtāk.
Because I was anyway doing what I thought important, and for them they were simply they simply had to hear what's happening, but they couldn't do anything really.
Jo es vismaz darīju to, kas man bija svarīgs un nozīmīgs, bet viņi nevarēja darīt to. Viņiem vienkārši bija jāskatās un jāuzina, ko es daru.
So for them, okay, I am doing all right at school and now finished medical school, now to become a doctor and then maybe have a marriage, have a family, so that is their dream. And then now, instead of their dream come true, suddenly their son left, and then now there's somewhere in Asia, and then to become a monk. So.
Tātad viņi, mani vecāki redz, ka viņiem ir labs dēls, kurš labi mācās, kurš pabeidz medicīnas skolu un kļūs par ārstu, un viņi savā iztēlē redz, kad sakos laulības, un visa tālākā dzīve. Un tad viņi uzzina, ka dēls dodas ceļot pa Āziju un beigās vēl kļūst par mūku.
So, like my father was angry.
Es domāju, mans tēvs bija dusmīgs.
And my father is actually quite patient person, and he doesn't show emotion so often, and I don't remember particularly he scolded me badly or showed anger towards me, but about me being a monk, he couldn't accept. He was actually angry.
Un kad es atceros savu tēvu, tad viņš bija ļoti pacietīgs cilvēks. Es neatceros situācijas, kad viņš būtu uz mani kliedzis vai kaut kā izrādījis savas dusmas. Bet tad, kad viņš uzzināja par to, ka es kļūstu par mūku, tad viņš patiešām bija dusmīgs.
And for my part, being a son, I wanted to be understood and I wanted to be supported, but obviously there's no meeting point.
Un man kā dēlam, protams, atkal gribējās sastapt sapratni un pieņemšanu, bet bija redzams, ka tas nav iespējams.
And only what I have to do is focus on in what I'm supposed to do, which is practice as a Buddhist or a Buddhist monk.
Un tad vienīgais, kas man atlika, ir fokusēties uz to, kam es esmu domāts praktizēt kā budistu mūkam.
And when I was at my third year as a monk, I went back to Japan with my teacher.
Un tad, kad es trīs gadus biju bijis mūks, es kopā ar savu skolotāju devos uz Japānu.
And then we walked together from Tokyo International Airport to Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park, which was 1,000 kilometer walk.
Un tad mēs kājām vērojām ceļu no Tokijas starptautiskās lidostas līdz Hiroshimas memoriālajam parkam. Tie bija 1,000 kilometri.
And this was just every day we are doing arms round, begging a food and so forth. This was quite a challenge.
Un katru dienu mēs ar saviem ēdamā traukiem arī vaicājām pēc pārtikas, un tas bija izaicinoši.
And anyway, we managed it, and after we finished it, and we spend the time together in a Buddhist temple in Tokyo.
Un tad, kad mēs bijām veikuši savu ceļu, mēs pēc tam kādu laiku atkal pavadījām budistu templī Tokijā.
And then my parents, they are living in a different part of Japan, but they visited me.
Un mani vecāki, kuri dzīvo citā Japānas daļā, viņi atbrauc mani apciemot.
So this wasn't, of course, easy. They still couldn't understand, couldn't support, didn't like what I was doing.
Un tas nebija viegli, jo viņi joprojām neatbalstīja manu lēmumu, viņi nesaprata to.
And yet, this is the opportunity for us, the parents, and myself to meet, or that didn't happen for already 2 years.
Un jebkurā gadījumā tā bija iespēja man un maniem vecākiem satikties, kas nebija noticis jau kādus divus gadus.
So there's a sense of missing, and then meeting, sense of missing, and then meeting is, you know, you really feel something dear. You feel this, but on the other hand, nothing is actually meeting. This important part is cannot be agreed. So this is a painful meeting.
Un tā bija sāpīga tikšanās, jo, protams, ir siltas jūtas un tādā ziņā prieks, bet no otras puses daudz sāp, jo var redzēt, ka tādās būtiskās lietās šī tikšanās nevar notikt.
Anyway, this one is very stubborn. So, and then my mother, father, they know my character too. So they had to say what they felt, but they are not like forcing me anyway. So really painful, but I don't use the word accepting, but they simply had to hear what or see what I was doing.
Un jāsaka, ka es esmu tāds ļoti sturgalvīgs, un mani vecāki, protams, mani pazina un zināja, un tādā nozīmē viņi varbūt nespēja pieņemt, bet viņi vienkārši varēja redzēt, un viņiem bija jāredz tas, ko es daru.
And so we spent time together. Actually, my mother and my father visited me separately, but after we met, and I still remember, when my mother was leaving, I sent to the railway station in Tokyo and then say goodbye to my mother.
Un toreiz mēs tikāmies atsevišķi es tikos ar tēvu un atsevišķi ar mammu, un es atceros, kā mēs atvadījāmies es no mātes atvadījos Tokijas dzelzceļa stacijā.
What she said to me was, do your best.
Un tad tas, ko viņa man teica, dari to labāko.
I have to be careful, I can become emotional.
Un es jūtu, ka emocijas mani atkal paceļas.
So it didn't mean she was totally happy about me being a monk or anything like this at all, but I think this was really the moment I felt what you call mother's love or anything. And
Un es teiktu, ka tas nebija tas, ka viņa būtu pieņēmusi nekas tam līdzīgs, bet tas, ko es tajā brīdī sajūtu, bija mammas mīlestība.
So by then I thought I was really working hard, and then yes, this is my path, and then so serious, but having seen or having heard what she said, and wow, she is great.
Un ja līdz tam man bija licies, ka es esmu tāds lielisks, es ļoti nopietni strādāju un daru savu lietu, tad pēc tam, kad es to dzirdēju no mammas, man likās, vau, wow, viņa ir lieliska.
And so after this I went back to Thailand.
Un pēc tam es devos atpakaļ uz Taizemi.
And still the sense of unhappiness, disagreement remained.
Un joprojām šī tāda nelaimīguma sajūta un strīdu sajūta palika.
But I know, even if they do not agree or they do not fully understand what I was doing, but if I do what I want to, and if I become happy, they will be okay. That I was sure.
Un tad es sapratu, ka lai arī viņi nepiekrīt tam, ko es daru, un gribētu, lai tas būtu savādāk, tad ja es darīdams un iedams savu ceļu būšu laimīgs, tad tas būs arī labi priekš maniem vecākiem.
So I thought, yes, my responsibility is to actually follow what I like to do, and then actually to do it in a proper way. So, and then if I am okay, if I am happy enough, then that really helps them and helps our relation. That became clear to me.
Un tad man kļuva skaidrs, ka ja es iešu savu ceļu, darīšu to labi un būšu apmierināts un laimīgs ar to, ko es daru, ka tas palīdzēs arī mūsu attiecībām. Tas būs labi arī maniem vecākiem.
So as time passed by, yes, my understanding of the practice and appreciation of what I'm doing became stronger and deeper. And I think the same time, I didn't do anything, but they became okay.
Un tad laikam ejot un manai praksē kļūstot dziļākai, kad es pats to daudz labāk izpratu, tad man sajūta bija, ka lai arī mēs daudz nekomunicējām vienalga, tas palīdzēja arī viņiem vairāk pieņemt.
I mean, I have to say, I mean, for them there wasn't any choice but accept because their son is so seriously determined and and they know my character too. So it caused huge pain, but in the end, with their love to their son, they accepted me.
Un lai arī es biju ļoti sava nolūka, spēcīga nolūka pārņemts un, kā jau teicu, spītīgs, un viņiem nekas cits neatlika, kā vienkārši pieņemt, viņiem nebija izvēles. Tad laikam ejot, es varētu teikt, ka viņi tomēr arī spēja pieņemt to ar mīlestību.
And I don't mean everything is totally okay, not like this. I know my mother would think I wish my son has family and then there's a baby, something like this. She can still think this, but that's simply a thought. And then more bigger picture, she is fully accepting it. Something like this.
Un es teiktu, ka ir varbūt tā divējādi, ka es varu iztāloties, ka mana mamma joprojām, ka viņai prātā ienāk šī doma, ka es gribētu redzēt savu dēlu, ka viņam ir ģimene, ka viņam ir bērni, bet tā ir vairāk kā tikai doma, bet ka no otras puses viņa pilnībā ir pieņēmusi to, kas ir mana dzīve.
Also, I think, actually my father already died 18 years ago, but my mother is getting old this year, 88 years old, so getting old probably also shifted the perception of the things, and then she would more appreciate this kind of presence.
Un mans tēvs ir miris jau 18 gadus atpakaļ, un mana mamma savukārt noveco, viņai ir 88 gadi, un manuprāt arī novecojot viņa vairāk spēja novērtēt un pozitīvi skatīties uz to, ko es daru.
Yes, so this is the more or less overall picture of how I have been, and I still feel sorry for my parents that I wasn't really kind enough to them.
Jā, tas ir tas stāsts, kā es kļuvu par mūku un kā veicās ar maniem vecākiem, un jāsaka, es joprojām nožēloju par to, ka es nebiju pietiekami laipns pret saviem vecākiem tolaik.
Well, it's true for my part that there was any other way. I was so serious and there wasn't any other choice really, but still the fact they had to suffer, they had to feel such a difficult pain because of me is another fact, and that part I feel very sorry too.
Un No vienas puses, it kā es nevarēju savādāk, es biju ļoti nopietns, mans nolūks bija ļoti svarīgs man. Un vienlaikus tieši tas arī radīja maniem vecākiem daudz sāpju un daudz grūtību. Un par to man ir ļoti žēl.
So that's why when I see any people come to the monastery and then when they say, oh, I want to become a monk, first thing I would ask is, how about your parents?
Un šobrīd, kad citi griežas klosterī ar lūgumu, kā vēlos kļūt par mūku, tad viena no pirmām lietām, ko es vaicāju, un ko par to domā tā vecāki.
It doesn't mean you, the junior people have to make things, everything perfectly all right with their family or parents.
Un tas nenozīmē to, ka tam, kurš stājas klosterī, būtu jānokārto viss perfektā kārtībā, vienotībā ar saviem vecākiem vai ģimeni.
Of course, this way of life is quite unusual or you can say extreme, so not to have difficulty is almost impossible.
Un, protams, dzīvot šādu mūka dzīvi, tas ir diezgan neparasti pat ekstrēmi. Un būtu grūti iedomāties, kad šāds lēmums tiktu no apkārtējo puses pieņemts bez grūtībām.
But what I would say to them is to include this maybe challenging aspect of how to be with their parents, how to have some struggle or negotiation, that kind of things, to include it in our responsibility and in practice.
Bet tas, ko es aicinātu, kad šis cilvēks iekļauj, ietver savus vecākus un savu atbildību praksē, ko viņš veic.
Another word, there might not be straightforward immediate solution as such, but just to live with that maybe painful feeling or unsettled feeling, and yet to remain, to have a sense of gratitude to our parents.
Un varbūt tam nav tāda ātra risinājuma, bet tas, ko es aicinu, ir, ka dzīvot ar tām sāpēm, kas ir, vai ar to nemieru, kas ir, un reizi arī radīt labvēlīgu attieksmi pret tuviniekiem.
Mm. Well, so my case is not necessarily very happy story at the beginning with my parents.
Un mans gadījums, protams, nav īpaši laimīgs, ja veiksmīgs sākotnēji ar maniem vecākiem.
But I can say very clearly that my feeling in my heart, that my feeling of gratitude is actually quite clear, quite strong. So, how shall I say? I am grateful that I am a monk now, and I'm grateful that I have them as my mother and as my father.
Un šobrīd es varu teikt, ka tas, kas man ir, ka man ir daudz pateicības saviem vecākiem. Es esmu pateicīgs par to, ka es esmu mūks, un esmu pateicīgs par to, ka tieši viņi ir man teicis, man mamma.
Okay, thank you very much for listening my personal story.
Es paldies jums, ka klausījāties manā personiskajā stāstā.
Okay, tea time.
Tagad tējas laiks.